middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Simchat Torah Ches, regarding things that are permitted and forbidden to move on Shabbos, commonly known as the Halachas of Muktzah. Ziv Beis on Daf Kof Hei Amud Aleph. Kol Kli, any vessel, afilu hu gadol v'chavit harbe, even if it's very big and heavy, when the Spatel Shem Kli Mimenu, it doesn't lose the name of a vessel from it. Lemon the godly, not because of how big it is, lemon the kavli, not because of how heavy it is. Says Mishabura, Siv Katan Ches. So even if it's a big, v'chavit harbe, very heavy, more than something is evigendola, v'kargadola, a large stone, a large beam, and Mish Torah is Kli allow, if it has the status of a vessel on it, the hainu that is miyuchad matashmash is designated for utility. Sharla talvin, you're allowed to move it. But kli mutter, and regarding a vessel that's permitted, I feel like in the rogla talvin b'meisachol, even if you don't usually move it during the weekday, kabbalah still lo imrina. We don't say the b'mnei kveidusa because of its heaviness. Ukevela mokum, he designates a place for it. Mak tzalisim b'dayt matatla, and that he's moving it from his consciousness from moving it. You don't say that. Veneer, it seemed in b'meisachol that if during the weekday who zar lahaniyah mukema, he's careful from moving it from its place. And cause a loss. So the memelu b'chlam muktzah machmas chesaron kis. So then by default it's included in the category of muktzah because of a loss of money. But then it would be forbidden to move it. Sharati Nois Tez says, look at Be'agra that he writes that the reason on Mechaber, the pasinali grashi that he holds that on Shabbos davka chobeis that because of its heaviness, person sets for its place. This all is just in general. Sharati Nois Yod says that is even in the case that it's not a psikreisha that it's getting ruined by the moving, but still a person generally careful regarding it, so then for him it's considered muktzah machmas chesaron kis. Simkat test, and we said that it's not doesn't lose the name of a kli of it, not because of its largeness and not because of its heaviness. Even if it's a load that takes many people to carry, still says the Gemara even that kopeis, that does not make it as muktzah. Siv gimel, kli shemalach tel iser. A vessel that its primary utility is for something that's prohibited. Mutl tavlo, you're allowed to move it. Which Ramos says, v'im nishtamash l'isser b'venas moshes. Now, if it was utilized for a prohibition during the time of twilight, let's say a candle that was lit when Shabbos started, like the general Shabbos candles. Ayin la'el simri shayin tes, that's different. But al kaponim, a regular klish malach l'isser, you're allowed to move it, says mechaber bin l'tzav gufoi, whether you need the body itself, k'goin, let's say kurnishol zahav. Let's say that crusher of gold, or let's say a blower. But these are all tools that you generally use in things you now do on Shabbos. That's its primary utility. But you're using a lipsay by geizim. Let's say using this hammer. Cornus is like some type of a hammer to crush nuts, or kordim a hatchet lachta by devela. So it's usually used, let's say, to chop down trees, which you can't do on Shabbos. But you're using it now to cut. From a dried cake of figs. So you're allowed to use it for that. Let's call it Tzarev Gufon, using it for its utility that's permitted. Whether you need it for its place, you need the area where the vessel is placed over there. So you're allowed to move it for one of those two reasons. He's allowed to take it from there and put it wherever he wants to, once he's removing it. Now, Al Macham Latzel, but if let's say he's moving it from the sun to the shade, the Hainu, that is a category of Sheinu Tzach Latal, you don't need to move it. You're just afraid that if you can leave it over there, it's going to break or get stolen over there. For that, Aser, it's forbidden to move it. Agar says, I'll call Muktzah, anything that's Muktzah in Aser, but to Tulay. The only thing that's prohibited is moving it. Just to touch it, Sheinu Menando, even not shaking it, sorry, that's permitted. You're allowed to touch the candelabra that's in the shul. Shenechos tegs love that the candles are lit on it. Oh, but tana shadolik by eish or on. You're allowed to touch the stove that there's a fire burning inside of it. So you're allowed to take off a permitted item that's placed on a muktzah item, as long as you're not moving it. That's Mordechai Perikalekelim and beginning Misetz Bei. Rabbi Nirochem Chelgir Gimel Magen Mishnah Perichavei from the Deshin Simon Zamach Zion and the Kol Boy at the end of the Din Shabbos. It's continued to be based. Says Rabbi. He also allowed to move a muktzah item through blowing. That's not considered moving it only in a backhanded way. But then we can tilt, and that's not considered moving a muktzah item. That's the true is rival simin reish chavayis reish chavab. Says Mishbura, sivkat and yud. So it's a vessel that is shemalach dele is kolam. In other words, shemichedus ladaver. It's designated for something shasalas b'shabbos that you now do on Shabbos. A fila imrak roiv malach dele is, and even if just the majority of what is primarily used for is for something prohibited. That now this kli is qualified as a kli shemlachdoi leisur. The sharatin of Yud Aleph says, look at the beralacha and the masal kardim. Sivkot Yud Aleph. So he said, Ramos said, but if nishdamish, if it was utilized for isur benishmashes, then it has a different halacha. Peter show you munach olav benishmashes by isur. That if let's say there was something prohibited that was on this item during twilight when Shabbos was starting. Look at the mezayim, like he ends, like a candle that was lit, because the nasa us the wax or whatever it would be is a klish machter leisur, but during Benesh Moshes, when the flame was there, which is the Dvar Isser itself, the nasa us basl davar asur. That made when Shabbos started, the candle was a base for something prohibited, so therefore it prohibited the whole Shabbos. A masa malacha b'kunis, but let's say you just happen to have been doing a malacha with a hammer. Obviously, you're allowed to move it on Shabbos for its place and for the item itself. When it says neshtamish l'isur b'neshmash, doesn't mean that you did a isur, you did something as an isur b'neshmash that wouldn't make the item as mukta. Simkot nyud beis. So you're allowed to move a klish mach l'isur as a bein l'tzar gufa, whether you need the thing itself. And it's too much in the kli head to l'tashma said, well, this that you want to use, let's say the hammer, which you generally use for prohibited items like building, you want to use it for crushing nuts, it must be talking about that you don't have any permitted Shabbos utilities for that. Because the lavachim, that would not be the case, in l'tashma said, you shouldn't use a kli shemach l'isr, even if you want to use l'tzer gufay, if you have another option. Which Sharatin Yisud Gimel says, that's a zavit from Sekhla Shabbos of Kavodal Manav in the Gemara, that answers, makloiz the sticks, efshik and drebelazah. So you see that even though they have prepared for this from Erev Shabbos, that they were thin and smooth, and there they were klish malach leheter, and even so it's awesome because it's unnecessary, as we see later on. For sure, over here with klish malach leiser, sure, if you don't have to, you shouldn't use this option. Sivkot and Yud Gimel. And another option is the tzarech b'kaymai. And on that, Machaber said that you ought to take it from there and ulanich be'ezmak and put it wherever you want to. So that's what Mishpura explains. The kimet shubiyadoi, since it's already in his hand, shunat la'tzar gufel ayim gaimer, where he took this hammer, let's say, for you crushing nuts, or for just you needed the seat where it was sitting on, then once you're having it, Rishay l'tal, yes, you're allowed to move it even more and put it wherever you want to put it away. Because Magan Ram writes to Adin Simni Gizim Shachach, when the Talib Yadoi, let's say the guy forgot, he didn't realize that it's a mukta item and it's already in his hand. Once he's holding it already, Rishay l'tal, yes, he's allowed to move it even more. Even though when you took it, it was not necessary for the thing itself or for its place. This Shartin Yisidal says, and according to him, even my Muktzimach Maschasan Kis would have the same halacha, as he writes in Simeon Laman Alf regarding the Mila knife, says the Prima Gadol. But continues Mishabur, he says, V'ayim Bachreinim, Shechri, who looked at like later authorities that they come out, the Hayatir Loishayach, that this permissibility does not belong, Eilab Klitcham Achle Isser, no, only by a Klitcham Achle Isser. But not something that has inherent mukta. Let's say money or stones or things like that. You didn't realize you picked it up. You have to drop it right away. You can't take it to where once you're holding it right to wherever you want. Be agro leil simrish maglobes yisipid beis kol galam magid bram. Now he disagrees with Allah magid bram. It's really and he holds leitiru. No, forget about that limiting it like the achrayim. But actually, they didn't permit it. This that you let him move the mukzah item to wherever you want is only when you started moving it in a permissible way. To tilt a mukzah begufa, moving a mukzah item with your body. Even if you're doing it for the purposes of the mukzah item itself, mutter is permitted. It's not considered moving. In the isra of moving mukta, according to this, if you have like a mukta item on the ground, mutal dachve ben agla, be allowed to just kick it with your feet, that it doesn't get ruined. The Sharatin says that's the chay adam, and even though he writes at the end that some say it's forbidden. However, Shulchan Aruch he says unspecifically later on to be lenient, not like that opinion. And that's the pasuk in Derechem, but you're allowed to move it with your body. Simkon Yudalot. But if let's say you want to move the mukta machmas sheklisha machle iser from the sun to the shade, that is
You only want to move it only because you're afraid, let's say, that it's going to break down, it's back in Bacham, and it'll burst in the sun. You go on the Bisham, or it's going to get stoned from there. Which is similar to the concept of from the sun to the shade. In Valley Day and Yehudi through a non-Jew, yes, that you can take the shari because says Bimagon that this would be permitted. So you have a mukta item that you're afraid it's going to get ruined. Let's say someone's telephone or whatever, this one like that. That if it's a klishon lach l'iser, so then you'd be able to tell the guy to move it. But the Jew himself, sefkar design is aser, it's forbidden to move it. Now, Memchash will have gam latash, but we're thinking that he'll use it for something also. Then you're allowed to move it. Even though his primary intention is to get it out of the sun, but the mice is taking the hammer. He's afraid it's going to get ruined. He's using it to smash open nuts. That would be permitted. Sivkon Yud Zayin. Now the Ramos said this whole Isra Muktz is only that to move it. I've been to give Am V'chul, but just to touch it, that's not a problem. I'm a submission Yud Sivav V'Mokin Ram Sham. The Echad on the Kiel Itzerk Dav Muktz. If the touching is for the purposes of the Muktz, item Kigoyin. Shekoyif Kli Al Muktz L'Sham. Let's say you have something mukta on the floor and your face is going to get ruined. So you take a bowl and you cover it to protect it. So you have to be careful that you don't touch it. Like the Magid Mishnah, the Negiah, that just touching with Chagab Nishari, old situation is permitted. If you're not going to come to shake it by touching it. That says within the Achem, that's not a problem. And so too, it's permitted, always said that, so if you're allowed to touch the menorah in your shul, or you could touch a stove. Kind of that is a filibatana metal, even a movable oven. Went to Liga, touch it, even at a time when the fire is ignited inside of it. Sivkot new test. We said, so too, it's permitted Likach by Heter to take a mutter item that's placed on the mukta item. I mean, that is a fila, kishadvar, as you can see, mukta toloi. Even the mukta item is hanging. And by taking the permitted item, it's not that the mukta item will shake. Still, that's permitted as emikin tiltum and atzat. That's considered, and there's another important categorical distinction. This is considered moving indirectly, because not even touching the mukta item, it's causing it to shake. But you're doing it letzerek the bamutta for a permitted item. So the prima gadim, and therefore that would be permitted. Bi halacha, the b'maschal klishim lachla issa, a vessel that its primary utility is within prohibited. Afilei suhur rak mujabun says prima gadim. Even if, let's say, what is the prohibited element that it's done for, what's prohibited with that is a rabbinic malacha that it's generally done for, that still gives it the status of a klishon lach l'iser. So look over there also regarding kanak holtz, which is a wood that's designated for crushing, like a crusher, that it's receptacle, and the wood that sticks in through the shreif, which is some type of a... And you put nuts over there to crack it, the nutcracker. So his lenta regarding it at the end, he comes out, he's inclined to be lenient. That is not considered as a klish malach to listen.
And there maschel kardim lachtach b'chulum, that a hatchet to cut, you know, the dried figs, that's a klish malach to listen. I mean, the Mishnah there considers also a saw to cut the cheese. And also many other things look over there. Now Rashi explains over there that it's a knife full of indentations. Which sounds like chayu, that a literal saw, there's no difference if it's big or small. All of them, a person in particular, that they shouldn't get dented, and the person designates a place for it, and that's included in the Masra Hagad, the large saw that mentioned over there in the Mishnah. However, the Pirish Mishnah is the Rambam, it sounds like, that a small saw is only in the category of a Klish Machl Isser. And he says you have to look into this, why that is. Why would that one be considered a Klish Machl Isser, and one be considered as Muxi Machlan's Kasarim Kiss? He says, you should know that Prima Gadim writes, and I quote in Mishnah Berurah, that a vessel that most of the Moloch is for Isra is also including Kalish Machl Isra, and he brings a right from the Rashba regarding Kedair, look over there. Now, Linus Dati, says the Berurah, would seem that that's Davka if it primarily is only from Lechis Isra, and only sometimes you use it for Heter. And regarding this, you have a proof from a pot, which the Rashba sounds like there's a Kalish Machl Isra, because it's primarily made for the food, but if the norm of the vessel is to utilize for both of them, it's just that the primary utility is for the Isra. How do you know that the person would set aside from his consciousness if made from lechas heter also? And says the Be'alacha Tzarachin, what the halacha would be? Some of the dirshu number 12. A vessel that was prepared for Melech Zisr, but it was never actively used for that. For example, let's say a vessel that was designated to light a candle. So Be'alacha writes in Reishayim Tess, and later on Simen Shem Yud Gimel, that since Hazman Lav Milsa, he preparing something is not significant, it's permitted to move it from the sun to the shade. However, a vessel that's made and designated intrinsically from Melech Zisr, for example, let's say a hammer or a mortar. So Chuba Sheva Levi writes, based on Prima Gadim, that it has halacha kli shel machlis iser even before it was utilized. Now, a vessel that, with its assistance, you could do a specific iser, but the iser is not done with the kli itself. For example, let's say a telephone book, where looking into that is for the purposes of making a telephone call. Rabbi Yashiv holds that it's halacha kli shel machlis iser, because most of its utility is for the need of a melechas iser, and therefore, someone's looking, let's say, for a specific address on Shabbos, it has halacha like moving a kli shel machlis iser, which you can move with terguva. Someone's not sure, and maybe it's not considered as a kalishon achlis, and he writes, it's forbidden to move it because of uvn nechal. It's like a weekday type of thing. However, to look for an address, Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, it's permitted because moving it that's made for the purposes of finding address or something like that does not look like uvn nechal. Another Nisker Elitz holds that a telephone book is considered a kalishon achlis because of the issa of reading b'shtar hadyotis. He adds on that even though such a book is also for the purposes of finding an address, however, the primary utility is from lechis issa of making phone call. Now, a kli that the activation is forbidden on Shabbos, but the utility and the benefit from it is permitted. For example, let's say a fan or air conditioner or some other electric appliance. The melacha is a melacha's heter. Chubas is mentioned writes that has halacha like kli shel machlis iser. However, from what he writes elsewhere, it actually sounds like his primary shita is that electric utilities are considered like a kli shel machlis heter. Shlomo Zalman writes that a fan that's off. It's considered definitely as a klishon achla iser, but when it's activated, then you could say that it's considered a klishon achla heter. Another Mr. Ellis holds that when the fan is working, you have to be concerned that it's totally moktza, because like a flame, because of the electric current that's running through it, and therefore you should not move it even until guv mekayim. And that's written in Shuvah Sheva Levi that when it's off, so it's like klishon achla iser, and you're allowed to move it until guv mekayim. But when it's activated, then it's not so. There's a doubt, and therefore one should move it with his foot. Now regarding the key of a car, Shlomo Zalman holds in Milyashiv is considered kli shel machlis heter because you're allowed to use it to go into the car on Shabbos. Let's say just sit over there. It says, look at Shabbos Meisha, Erechem Chilikes and Chafal Eisir Alf. However, if it's not possible to open up the door without the lights of the car going on, Shlomo Zalman is inclined that then the key for that Shabbos at least is considered kli shel machlis iser. Another Shabbos Meisha Yisrael grades that just like with stringent, we consider the door itself like a kli shel machlis iser, so to the key itself is considered kli shel machlis iser. Now, regarding the pin of the laundry, Prima Gadim brings it's kli shel machlis iser because it's used for something that's laundry that's prohibited. A kli shel machlis iser that the owner is not shemitah mitzvahs and he does not treat it with iser. Chuba Sheva Levi writes it's logical that it's considered as mukta for him. And however, let's say children's toys that there's an iser Shabbos, for example, Lego, which they connect parts strongly. And that's a problem. But Bainam says, it's not sure if it's considered a muktzah, because for the children themselves, there's no issue for them to play with it. It's just that the father has to be mechanech them not to do that. And we discuss later on the Bi'alacha and Sef Gimel, Dibri Maskel Kli. Dish number 13, even someone that wants to turn the vents of the air conditioner to another direction, and not because that he needs that the wind should blow over there, just the wind that's coming on him is bothering him. So in Chubas Igris Maisha, he says, you'll have to move it. And even though it's considered as a kli shemalachta le'isr, like the halacha of moving a kli shemalachta le'isr, that you'll have to move it, and that's a bit of Shlomo Zalman. However, Vazna holds that better move it with your foot. Now, regarding lifting up a kli shemalachta le'isr that got lost with the intention of returning it to the owner, Shlomo Zalman holds it forbidden. Because even though giving a gift is considered like one of the utilities of an object, however, mimikam nitzah shabbat zaveidah is not considered as utility in the actual object itself. And the reason why mitzvah shabbat zaveidah is not deich the isa mukta, we discuss it later in Bi'alach, or we discuss in Bi'alach in Simri Shamech Vav, Sib Yud Beis and Masal Asa. Dish number 14, if a kli heter is not in front of a person, Chuba Sigis Mesh writes, you don't have to put in the effort to go get it or to go find it from a neighbor. You'll have to use the kli shemach le'isal at Zahar Guv Mekamek. Now, to open up a door of an oven so that, let's say, you could just store your cookies, your cakes, in this girl's holes, it's possible it's forbidden to do this because l'chayra, you should use some cupboard or some other vessel and not in the oven, which is a kli shemach le'isal, as the Mishnah Berurah said, and you've been through the Tzarchin. Other than Shabbos Olatzin writes, halacha of the town is like kli shel machlis isla ula heter, because actually the norm is to keep your cookies and cakes over there and your chalas, and therefore it's not a problem. Dish number 15, Lamais from this girl holds, permitted to utilize a kli shel machlis heter even when you could do the activation with your hand, because if the norm is to do with a kli, you don't have to refrain from that. which the Sharatzin specifically Yitgimel discussed that. According to Mechaim Gedeski, the intent of the Sharatzin is to be stringent regarding this only by a kli that you don't usually use. There's number 16 from the, when a person could remove the muktzah from his hand, Mishnah writes in Shen Lamentes regarding an heir that he has to go ahead and let go of it. Now, regarding moving a Devar Muktzah from his hand, from one hand, let's say, to another hand, Tzvi Shabbos writes, that, as Akhtam to the Simon, that it's forbidden. Of course, Chacham Shlem over here disagrees on this, and he says it's permitted, and it's a prima godem, is inclined. Now, regarding, because you're holding it, who cares from one hand to the other hand? And regarding giving a Devar Muktzah to his friend, we discuss this later on, Simon Shun Yud Sivkot Tazvav. Dish number 17, in middle, regarding Nerus that are found in the hands of the Shoshbinim, the ones who are escorting the Chasen Kala from before Shabbos, the Mishmur and Shimlam and Tess write that if when Shabbos starts, the Shoshbinim cannot give it over to a non-Jew, they'll let it continue holding it. And even though an heir is totally mukta, Shon Alachas writes over there, it's possible as told about where the cans already went out from before Shabbos, like then it's a klish machtle isser. Now regarding separating Chala and Yomtiv and it's still in his hand, Mishmur writes in Sim Top Kovav that you're allowed to take it wherever you want to take it. Someone explains that even though the halacha of Chala is like mukta makmas gufa, however, you're allowed to move it because at the time when you took the dough in your hand, it was not mukta until you call it out and make it Chala, and only in his hand it became mukta. And based on this, he adds on over there that if someone eats a fruit and the pit is in his hand, it's possible it's permitted for him to carry the pit to wherever he wants to take it and remain through the tzarchin. However, regarding a person that checked the animal on Yom Tov and he found that it's a treifa, Be'alacha writes in Tov Tzadik Zayin, forbidden to move it to another place, and he has to leave it in that place, like the Sharatzin later on, Sim Tov Kovov, Sivkot Mem Zayin. This number 18, Chaznish writes, from the words of the Vilna Gaon Yoreh Day, it sounds like that it doesn't mean to differentiate between someone that took the muktzah in his hands be'isser, or if he took it in his hands be'het. Rather, it's between the klishim achle isser and regarding other muktzah, as the achreinim are mechalik, as Burton Mishabur previously. Dish number 19, the Chaznish writes not to permit moving muktzah with one's body, even only if you're moving it derech halucha as you're walking, but not when you're specifically designated to go out and move it. Shemesh Rebbe writes that like the opinion of the Mishabur regarding a shoe that's halacha like muktzah, Mishnah writes later on, it's forbidden to move it with your foot. And the reason for that, Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, because you can't move it with your body when you're moving the muktzah the way it's normally moved, which is with your foot. Now, moving a muktzah with the elbow, Shlomo Zalman writes, it's considered tiltal achayad in the backhand way, but moving with the back of the hand, he writes, it's possible it's not considered tiltal achayad, even though it's literally the back of the hand. Shlomo Zalman brings that even moving with the back of the hand is considered tiltal achayad. According to Yasha, when you're moving a Devar Muktzah with the intention that it doesn't get lost, it's better to do this by moving it with your body than using it with the back of your hand. Now, if someone is clearing out a path, he wants to get something mutter that's found between items in Muktzah, and just in a backhand way, he's moving as he's walking a Devar Muktzah with the back of his hand, Shabbos Ebele writes over there that that's permitted. Dish number 20, even though Mishnah writes that tilta begufa, moving with your body, is not considered tilta at all, however, it's not lenient regarding this if there's no loss. Shmuel Shabbat Levi writes that that's because the Mishabur holds that when there's no tzarech, you should not push muktzah explicitly with your foot, only to move it when you're walking. So it's regarding someone that finds a purse, Bir Alacha writes in Reish Tam Vav, that if he's concerned that someone else is going to get to perform, it could be lenient to move it with your foot. Like a Sharatzin, Simishon Beis, Akkad Lamed Hey, it's not permitted for a person to clean his foot only with a stone that does not move through the wiping, and that's he writes in Sifkan Pei Beis later on, and then in the Iri, that if there's no tarich, one should not sit on the Dvar Muksa that he, that gets moved by his sitting. Look what we discussed over there, and Shin Yunaf Sifkan Lamed. That's a Tribus Ekis writes that when there's no necessity, forbidden to move Muktzah even with his body, and that's a Pin also of B'yasha. There's number 21. A klesh malach le'isser that's found in a place that's not really appropriate for Kavod Shabbos. For example, let's say there's a pen that's laying on the table of your Shabbos table. Shabbos Ekzimaj writes that you're not allowed to move it because you don't need the actual object itself or the place, and that's a pin Ramaz Kirel. However, Shlomo Zalman is not sure. Maybe moving the kli, the pen, that's not honorable for the Shabbos table is because you're embarrassed of guests. It's considered Tiltal Muktzah L'Tzechem Kamer. Shlomo Zalman writes that to honor the Shabbos, you let him move from the table unhonorable kli, and it's considered as moving the kli L'Tzechem Kamer. Now, to move a kli Shemlach L'Issa from the sun to the shade because you need to utilize it at some time at point during the day, till David writes, the L'Chai would be permitted because at the end of the day, you're moving the object for some type of utility, although it's not for right now. Regarding the door of a car, Shabbos Ekzimaj writes that you're allowed to close it with your hand if you find that the car is in a place where there's no concern to Marasayim, because a car is not Muktzah, because people generally leave objects over there. Other Shlomo Zalman writes, forbidden to do that because moving the door is not done l'tzarech the gufa muktzah or its place, and therefore, one should not close it, but rather with his body, or should put in the car some type of kli hatter, if it wasn't there beforehand, so that it should be permitted to close the door to protect that item. like a Shvas Yitzchak, the Shlomo Zalman was not sure, maybe closing the door to protect on the parts of the car, for example, the seats or whatever, if that's considered tiltal of gufa, and that you would be able to close in the normal way. Regarding tiltal of a klisha matle iser, so that it doesn't damage where it is, Chaznish writes, it's permitted because it's considered as moving the kli l'tzarech mekaymai for its place. That's what Shlomo Zalman writes regarding an electric tool that it could damage if you don't remove it. They're permitted to take out the plug from the socket when it's not activated because it's considered total l'tzarech gufa for the item itself, meaning that it doesn't damage. This is number 22. To be deceptive, to move a klish machle iser l'tzarech mekaymai. Shulchanach Rav and Bimurim writes permitted, and that's a Kav Chaim writes. That's a Chazon Ish also rules regarding tefillin nefel. You're allowed to lift it up and to sit in the place where it was, so that it's considered as if you moved the item of a klish machle iser l'tzarech mekaymai. According to Shlomo Zalman, even without that, it's permitted to pick up the tefillin nefel on the full floor and to put them right away in the place that's not the grading for them. And look what we write later on Sefkot and Chav Beis regarding a mezuzah nefel. Dish number 23. The halacha is brought later on. Shin yod sevkotn chabeis, shin chabeis sevkotn gimel, tuf kub yud gimel sevkotn beis yud beis. Like this opinion that touching is always permitted if you're not going to come to move it by touching. Now, if you don't know definitively that if the mux is going to move when you touch it, then this girl's holds that's permitted to touch it, even though it's something that generally could move. Dish number 24, medicine. Tribus medicus shalemi writes that since it's forbidden mirabonan for a healthy person, as a lacha like klisha makla iser, and you allow move the medicine from the sun to the shade, that it shouldn't get ruined. Mecha Shabbos on the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch writes that if the taste of the medicine is bitter, then it's a lacha like mukta machmas gufri, it's intrinsically aser. If it tastes sweet, then it's appropriate to be stringent not to move it because it's not really designated for healthy people or for animals. He adds on that maybe to be stringent not to move it only for the needs of the sick person, even in a situation where someone was really sick from before Shabbos and he's not makzit medaiti, didn't make mukta from before Shabbos. That's what's been in the Chazon Ish, forbidden to move medicine after that you finish using. And Rizko explains this because the medicine is not considered as a kli, it's not even a food item. However, if you need the medicine to be protected in the cold, let's say in the fridge, he writes that it's permitted to return the medicine to the fridge after you use it. And he adds on that in places where it's common that there's sick people, for example, in the hospital, then the halach of the medicine or some type of other medicinal things are not considered like mukta gomer, and you're allowed to move it when there's some type of a need. Now, even a kli that's not a forbidden utility, only because of Ubnachel, it's brought later on Sibkot and Kavasam Gazayan regarding, let's say, a weekday clock. It's considered klisha machle iser because the iser to utilize it, let's say, with some type of measuring on Shabbos. She writes in Shin Vav that's only because of Nechol. However, regarding children's toys, that's forbidden because of Nechol. For example, let's say some type of lottery game. The Tribus Shigalevi writes that they're not moksa because they're designated for children. Like we write in Sefkot Yud, the name of the Tribus Shigalevi. Now, a kli that's designated for something, it's not also medina only because it's a chumra. Levush holds that's not considered klisha machle iser. Like the Be'er Lacha later on Simchel and Ches. Dibb Maschal Aster, Primogodin brings the word to Lavush. However, Shartzin later on, Sibkot and Kovalamid brings many Achrainim, not like Lavush Mishbura, actually, Sibkot Samach Gimel actually Paskins like them.